Welcome to the Chasing Tomorrow podcast, episode 131. It's me and Don tonight. I think we're going to have a really interesting conversation because my partner here, Don's been sort of entering into a new phase, some exciting life changes, exploration, a lot of big thinking behind it. But, you know, I've been watching what's going on. I know Don for a long time. And so it started feeling different. So I'm like, I think Don should tell a little bit more about what's happening. You know, I think that as we go through the conversation, Don, you know, there's this sort of, you know, there's always a why, right? Why, what's happening? And then there's this what. But what'd be fun is a little bit of the implications too, because I think that, you know, when we sit back, we always sort of get excited about what could be. But if we don't think through the implications, maybe we, you know, should be careful what we set out to do, because, you know, we don't want to have something unintended consequence from some actions. Like, you know, example for probably some of our listeners, sign up for an Ironman race and find out what your family thinks 6 months into your training, you know. They're all like, yeah. What the heck? Where did you go? You're like, you completely disappeared from our lives because all of a sudden you're training 20, 22 hours a week. And that was all of the time you spent with them. And so at least knowing that ahead of time, so you would say, hey, family, this is what's going to happen. So anyway, we don't have to start with that. But I think, you know, a bunch of us follow you on Instagram. So some things have changed. You know, you've announced like you're back on Strava. You've you know, talked a little bit about sort of some of the activities. You're going a little deeper on your running. Let's talk a little later about your big goal for the end of the year. Anyway, enough of the preamble, Don. First, what are you doing?
Well, good to see you, Joe. Yeah, you really set the table there. Lots to talk about, and I have definitely made what I would call a paradigm shift of how I am using myself in social media and outwardly, and there's been a lot of thought going into this. So this isn't a flash in the pan idea. This has been kind of brewing and excited to kind of get into the why, because there are whys, and there were really deep conversations between my wife and I about, okay, if we go down this path, what's it going to look like and why. So I'm really excited to get into that, and just know as I talk about it, like I'm totally fine with this, the decision I made for myself and how I'm changing my usage of social media not being right or not being what most people might think. I'm fine with that. I've come to terms that not everybody uses social media the same way and not everybody sees it the same way. And that's totally fine with me. So, just wanted to at least say that, like, if you disagree with me, let's have a conversation. I'd love to tell you a little bit more about my why.
Yeah. I think that, you know, I think about this all the time. I know we talk about it, and first let's talk about time, right? Okay. 168 hours in the week. That is your currency. How you use your time is up to you, up to me, up to all of our listeners, right? So first is time. Let's talk about how have you evolved, how you're using time on a daily basis. Then we could talk about how you talk about it on social media.
Yeah, so time, I practice time blocking. So I do have a lot going on. So I have training. I have, you know, my full-time job working for Oura Ring. I coach, and then I do my side projects. I am starting to get into more content creation. So I think the only way to do all of that well is to time block. And like I can't sit at my desk and give my full-time job the effort and the respect that it deserves while also having my other laptop open. Like, right. So first and foremost, it's just a very regimented lifestyle. I don't get out much. And if I do get out, it is for the purpose of meeting with people that could, you know, help me produce like a video or go for a run that I'm going to, and then overlap it with other things. So it's a very disciplined lifestyle that I've entered into. And it's one that, again, I said this before, but my wife is fully supportive of knowing that, hey, like if we do this, it's an us thing, and she's okay with me being, you know, maybe a little bit less present on a day-to-day basis, and knowing that, but when we are together, that is her time, that is block time, and that's all I'm going to be doing then.
All right. So a schedule by day, every day, 7 days. How's it going? Is it working?
It is. It's definitely a learning curve. And I guess the other thing is, so you're talking about social media is knowing where I needed help. We've kind of been dancing around this, but so I'll just kind of say it. I've started using social media a lot more. I never really used it, and I had amassed a pretty decent following just by doing once every 2 weeks a post of here's what I did. Like, and it was all just like yay me stuff. And I used it for kind of where social media started. Is like, hey, if I wanted my mom to see a picture, I'd put it on social media, and like her and like 7 friends would see it. So I started thinking more about my social media, like content creation and like actually producing videos that have educational content. My master's is in education, so I'm trying to bring that flair to it. And even if it's partnered with somebody, it's how can I teach people that, hey, here's how I use this product. Not say, I don't want to ever sell anything. I don't want to say, hey, use this, you're going to be better for it. I don't freaking know. I'm an N of one. I can tell you I use it. It works. That element can be true. And then the other element of, I have always captured video and content when I'm out for runs. And I've always perfect example. I did rim to rim to rim last President's Day. And I captured 5 hours of video, and I have done absolutely nothing with it since then. Mm-hmm. So the time element basically hasn't changed. And all I've really done is I actually brought in somebody to help me with my social media, knowing that I don't have the time to edit all these videos. Where do I want to spend my time? It's continuing to do this stuff I love, not adding more to my plate, which is already pretty full. So I actually just brought somebody in that's like, hey, I'm already shooting all this content. Can you help me organize it, produce it, and post it for me? So that's kind of the biggest difference, is that I'm just getting help. I've already been for the last 5 years recording a lot of the cool things I do. I have 2,000 videos on my phone, and over the last 2 years I've posted like 50 videos on my Instagram. So that's the biggest change, is just knowing that I can't do this. If I want to try this, I can't do it myself. I don't have time. I don't have the skill set to do it. So finding somebody that'd be willing to help, and that's been an evolving relationship. He's learning me, I'm learning him still.
Yeah, so that's a tactic. Let's, before we follow down that path a lot, let's just talk a little bit about, okay, so you were a pretty busy guy. Of course, we can always tighten up our schedules. You know, you're doing more. What is it that motivated you to want to do more?
That's a good question. And I might push back a little bit on the doing more. It's just doing what I've been doing, maybe in a slightly more public way, is probably the better way to put it. It doesn't feel inherently like I'm doing more, especially because, you know, I have somebody helping now and I didn't have them helping before. So after I set the world records on the treadmill, I did have a lot of brands reach out and say like, hey, can like promote us, do this, like let's collaborate. And then I thought like, that's not really what I want to do. And the more I thought about it, it's like, okay, well, if there are brands that I am authentically already using, and this is my non-negotiable, is like, if I am already using this brand, or am I doing something, and they say, hey, like, we would love to support your running, and in exchange for that, put a video out using our product, would you be willing to do that? So my thought process kind of shifted from like, no, to, okay, there's a financial element here, right? I'm not going to sit here and deny the fact that like I can be profitable on this road. So basically it's like the economics of it made sense, that if I can start tying into my background as an educator, be a little bit more forefront with my training, my lifestyle, things like that, and support brands I'm using while also making a little bit of an income, it seemed like it checked all the boxes. This was something I'd be willing to do.
Well, maybe the 168 hours didn't go up. A little bit of how you're using them, even if it's leverage of others, is good. I mean, I think it's a good lesson for all of us, which is, we can, whatever technique, we can pack more into our week if we stay accountable to what we're trying to accomplish. And so you're actually, you know, if you measured your time and used some attributes, so am I getting rest? Am I learning? Am I creating economic opportunity? Am I spending time in the community? Having categories, and then how we put our time into those categories, you'll get a different return on that time. Yeah, so
absolutely.
You've been doing
just to kind of parallel with that too. I have implemented a couple of things just to going back to like the blocking. During my Aura working hours, I've pretty much turned my phone into a brick. So I can't, the distracting apps, there's nothing that I can't go into Instagram during my Aura hours. I am very focused at Aura when I'm at Aura, and I'm very focused on other stuff. And that never used to be the case. I used to be somewhat distractible. This goes back to the discipline element of like, I'm freaking locked in when I'm locked in, and I'm using my time better than I ever have. And at the same time, I have my Aura Ring data every night to say like, hey, am I rested? Am I actually taking on too much? Because at the end of the day, that data is going to be clear as day. If I'm not sleeping, and that sacrifice isn't going to be worth it. Cause there's no sacrifice of sleep and well-being that's worth whatever financial incentive I'm seeing from partnerships and social media.
Well, that's good. I think that, you know, it's all about being conscious and aware, right? I mean, and knowing what we're doing rather than sort of being dragged along or following the flow just because of that. So I like it, you know, and to your point, Don, doesn't matter what the choices are our listeners might make, just be conscious and aware, figure out what you're getting out of it, why you're doing it. And then it's usually a pretty good decision for each of us. Right. Yeah. And so, so that's good. Let's just talk a little, because I know this is always the fun thing about podcasts to our listeners. There's always great conversations that happen before we start the podcast, and sometimes we forget to touch on that. But you did say that you have a why. So like, because someone sees social media and the instant sort of reaction is, oh, you know, they just want attention, you know? Oh, they're doing that for attention. And then maybe, hey, that's not so bad. But maybe it isn't for that. And so why don't you tell the audience a little bit about, you know, what your intention is, the why around the social media.
Yeah. So the inspiration really happened because I kept getting very similar messages into my DMs. And it was people asking very open, honest, and curious questions about training and advice and feedback. And I was like, well, if I'm getting these questions regularly, like how can I use, you know, my experience as an athlete, my experience as a coach to produce content that could help more people? And so there's obviously one element of it of just like, let me low hanging fruit this and answer questions at an easy level. So I'm not getting 20 of the same questions in my inbox. So that might be a thoughtful why and a selfish why, because it does save me time, because I have committed and I've committed on this show multiple times. If you have a question and you DM me, I will answer it. And so like, okay, one. So there's one thing. And then the second is I have realized as I've slowly grown my coaching business, how much I purely enjoy helping people finish a race. And the steps that it takes, and a lot of people don't know the little things that are required to finish 100 miles. And so it's like, okay, I can benefit the community as a whole with my knowledge in producing a little bit more social media content on my training, my lifestyle, how I'm able to operate as an employee and finish races at a high level. So that's obviously part of it. And then, you know, it's benefited me because I do get coaching inquiries and I've grown my coaching business, and who knows, and in a year, maybe I can make coaching my full-time job. And that would be actually very appealing to me. So that's another element. And then the third element is, quite honestly, it is really fun for me to work with brands that are authentic to me. And I keep using that word. And it's a very important word in this conversation. I'm not just going to, I get probably 25 emails a day in my inboxes saying, hey, we have this new trinket on the market. Like, can we give you one to post about us, or can we pay you to post about us? And the answer is always no. Like, I have a very, very small list of brands that I'm already using and I've been using that, like, either I'll do some outreach or they'll reach out to me because they see me posting or tagging them and say, hey, can we work together? And I'm like, yeah, let's figure this out. And it's really amazing that, like, I can support brands that I believe in and help them get to a higher level. And they can then support me by covering things like race entries or podium bonuses or stuff like that, and help me kind of live this life of, like, work full time, travel quickly to a race, go out, try to do a race, stay in a hotel and come home. So it's kind of a few things all at once. And then honestly, the biggest thing is just, I've done some really cool stuff and there's no reason I should just keep it private. Like, that's the Strava thing, was like, see where I train, see what I do. Once I got over, and I made a public post about this, once I got over the imposter syndrome thing, I just stopped really caring. Like, if you want to see where I'm running and what I'm doing, see it, use it. Like, I don't care. If you can learn anything from my workout, great. It benefits you. I'm not going to dig into your workout. You can dig into mine. Totally fine. So there's a lot of thoughts, obviously, that have been going around in my brain. And, you know, another element that I haven't mentioned is that, like, my wife really is super supportive of this, because she gets to see how passionate I am about coaching and about teaching and finding a way to basically think about, if I couldn't run tomorrow, I could still teach and I could still give back in running through this methodology. So I know that's a lot and I've said a lot there, but that's kind of the mixed vegetable stew in my brain of my why.
Yeah. You know, when interesting, right? Part of the reason I was wanting to do this podcast, if you look back at a lot of the guests, yeah, I mean, there were a couple of people who were gold medalists in Olympics, but there are also just a lot of other, sort of what we said, intriguing people doing extraordinary things. I think that we all have that in us. You know, when I was in Guatemala, God, it was 6 years ago, and I was going to do all these volcano hikes, and I met some people who were, you know, knitting these massive rugs for houses, and they were spectacularly beautiful and they were so talented. And then the guides who took us up the mountains, who had done it 200 times and they're not on the national stage getting any kind of attention. I'm like, wow, these are just extraordinary people. You know, they don't even think of themselves that way, but they really are. Yeah. And so for all the people on the podcast, there are ways that you're extraordinary, and it's good to share that. You know, yeah. It could be crocheting, you know, it could be reading, it could be some topics that you know a lot about. I mean, there are people who are just passionate about topics. And so the same way, Don, that you're sharing, others should share, because we should all benefit from that.
100%.
We shouldn't all have to struggle through the learning to figure it out.
100%. Yeah. And I think it's, and this is maybe the interesting thing, is I resisted social media and I resisted this path for a long time, because I'm like, well, like, nothing I do is special. It's not unique. It's not. And then, you know, I did one thing on a bigger scale with, you know, the treadmill records. And then all of a sudden people were like, no, like, tell us more, give us this information. We want to know it. Like, it's okay to be a little bit more public, because people want to know this. And it was almost like, and I still, it's not my personality to put myself front and center on things, but if I know I can be benefiting somebody, it makes it a lot easier to do. So it's everybody, like, what is that thing that you do every day that you don't even think twice about, that you're really, really good at? Like, tell people. People want to know how you got so darn good at it. It could be something as silly as parallel parking, or, like, I don't know, what is that thing that you, like, everybody just makes comments like, wow, like, how did you do that well? You don't even think about it. But that could be a thing that you could teach people to do, because it comes easy to you. It doesn't come easy to others. So that's kind of the mindset I'm taking now, is like, I feel like I'm kind of not extraordinary or anything. I just do these things, but people are curious on what those things are. So I'm willing to share.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I should give out my grandmother's tomato sauce recipe more regularly so that other people can share in something that's just fabulously delicious. And if you never made it, you See? Might not know.
Right? It's like, it's what, and this is, I think, maybe a more philosophical question, but like, what are the things that, that you have that we can give to society and make society as a whole better? Like, it could tomato sauce recipe, right? Make people happy, because here's the thing that's better than anything you buy at the store. Like, I've had your tomato sauce. It's incredible. Like, it doesn't have to be running. It doesn't have to be sports or athletics. It's just, we all have something that we can contribute at a higher level to and kind of bring society up. I just, that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm okay being a little awkward with it, because I am super awkward with it, but I've had some incredible advisors over the past few months that have kind of given me direction and given me help kind of wade through these waters and figure out how this is going to work best. Even though I know, again, like I've lost some followers who was like, no, we liked it when you posted one picture every 3 weeks. Now all of a sudden they're seeing an educational video every 4 days or 2 days even. So I'm okay with that. I hope I reach more people now in a positive way. And if somebody messaged me, say, hey, like, your messages aren't positive, I'm happy to learn why. Like, I want to grow with this, and I think it should be fun, and it should be something I enjoy, and I'm learning, right? Like, learn something new. I'm learning how to be a little bit more public with my lifestyle. So it's been fun overall. But yeah, the 10,000 event, to keep going back to that, definitely launched this public facing persona, because I saw how many people were deeply curious and how much the information I have up here could help other people to take their step one versus their step, 10,000.
Yeah. I think, look, this journey that we're all on, is, I know this, right? We love listening to stories. Like, that, if you want to captivate someone, tell them a story. And, it is, I think, as close to evolution as anything, because, that's what we sat around a fire, sort of telling each other stories. And I think that if we turn some of the social media into storytelling, which is what you're doing with some education, yep, or some experience, it's interesting to the rest. And same with anyone else who shares those. Those are what we want to hear. I think it's innate. I don't think there's anyone, when you tell a story, that they lose interest. And so, yeah, I think if you can put whatever it is we're doing into that sort of context, then we're doing something good for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's that. And then I've recorded literally ramblings from my brain when I'm out running, just thoughts and motivations. Just the other day I was out running and I had waited 2 extra hours. I got up and I was ready to go out the door at, 7 a.m. or something like that. And I looked at the weather and it's like 4 degrees. I said, you know what? Not doing it. And I waited 2 hours and it warmed up to like 17 or 20 degrees. And I had an incredible run. And so I was just thinking, I was like, I'm going to record this little message. And all I said is, I absolutely do not give a crap what David Goggins says, but sometimes the best version of your run happens when you wait for it to warm up. Like, that doesn't make you weak. That's like, I would rather you stay healthy and happy than staying hard. And it's just like stuff like that. I think people need to hear it, because the voices of a David Goggins get blasted that, oh, if you like get out 5 degrees with your shirt off, or if you're not hard, like, shut up. Like, the best version of your run can happen if you wait for it to warm up. It's okay. And so that's the voice that I want to give. If I'm not teaching, I'm just letting people know that, like, you don't have to try to be the hardest dude on the internet all the time. You can sleep in. You can wait for it to warm up. The sun is really nice.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we'll go to both. Or, whatever. But I do think that, but there isn't a model that we're supposed to reflect back, copying someone else and what they do. I think this community kind of, which is supportive of each other and who we are, is more important than anything. And if you can do that, you know, we help people, or when they do something that's not perfect, we celebrate it, you know. And I think that that was, you know, I don't think everyone knows what Strava is, but, you know, it's a social media app to track your physical activities, mostly biking and running, but lots of other stuff you can do on there now. And it's sort of sad that it got to this place, because they had these King of the Mountain kind of awards. Everyone yep. wanted the award. And like, we got to a place where we were missing the forest through the trees, as the saying goes. And I think we just have to sort of like turn ourselves around sometimes, which is what you're working towards. And say yep. that wasn't, doesn't have to be the purpose. The purpose could be like, yeah. you know, Don, I travel a lot, right? And I put Strava on because I like the few people who are my friends say, oh, Joe was in Arizona.
Where's Joe?
Right. And it's a way that people know where I am. Yeah. As much as they can say, oh, my God, that was a slow run. But, like, yeah. think of it differently, right? Let's try and turn it to where it is actually positive to communicate, not yeah. – oh my God, they all thought I ran slow today.
No, it doesn't matter. Like that's what it took me a long time to learn for myself, is that it absolutely does not matter. What does matter is that, like, if I see, like, you know, I talk to you enough that I know maybe you took a red eye flight, and then all of a sudden in Strava, you have a 6 a.m. workout. It's like, holy crap, like, good job getting out the door. And maybe that was the hardest day you've ever had getting out the door, and you did it. And that's what it should be, is that people are just saying, hey, good job. Literally, their thing is based on kudos. Like, it yeah. should be like, congratulations, like, you did it. Like, oh my God, like let's do it. And so I, being off Strava taught me a lot, and now being back on has taught me a lot too. It's like, I do love that community aspect. I love seeing where the hell Joe's going to pop up on the planet. Like, oh, you did 10 miles at 4 a.m. my time. Like, cool. I was still asleep. it is fun, but like, don't compare yourself to others. Like, don't do it.
Like, but so the point, like, of some of this, if we do flip it, is that, you know, all right, 25 years ago, we lived a different life. We didn't have a smartphone. We didn't know what anyone was doing. Like, maybe you hung out on the stoop and, you know, we were together. But we live this life where, you know, I've been around, had a lot of different jobs. I have friends from the past. I don't see them anymore. You know, maybe some of these tools can just be like, oh, wow, look at that, you know, and we can sort of just appreciate someone we haven't even talked to in a long period of time. You know, yep. I was in Phoenix yesterday, and I get a phone from my buddy who lives in Tucson, because he saw that morning I was running in Phoenix. He's like, hey, look at that. You were in Phoenix. I'm in Tucson. Like, it creates yep. a connection that doesn't have to be this performance thing. And I also think 100%. It's fun. I've now started to customize some of the titles just so someone knows, for fun too, you know, like, oh, yep. I ran in the rain, or it was really icy, or, and then it's even more fun to read about it, because then you feel like you were there with the person.
Yep. Yeah. And that's another element. It's cool to, like, when I left Strava, you couldn't use video. Right. There's no video right. element. You could just put a picture out, and now you can have both. So a lot of times, especially when I run with my dogs, I'll grab video of running yep. with them, because it mm-hmm. like, I just love it. It makes me happy to have video of me running with my dogs. And so now I'll just throw it up. Like, I don't, whatever. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's actually cooler that I went out on this 8 mile run at, you know, 8 minute pace with my two dogs. Like, I think that's pretty cool. And like, I don't know, that's about as much as I'm going to brag on social media these days about my accomplishments. But it's Strava is cool if you allow it to be cool. It can be really bad if you allow it to be bad, like any other social media tool. And I think it's great how I'm using it now. I'm excited how I'm using it. I look at, like, hey, who is the king of the mountain, or not king of the mountain, the local legend, they call it, of this spot on this trail that I run. And maybe I reach out to them and be like, hey, I'm going to be here. Like, do you want to do a run together? And so it's a way that I'm actually like potentially meeting newer people than I ever have in a very non-competitive way. So it's for me, it's going back to a pure social media and not a, you know, and this is going to be a very vulgar way of putting it, but it's not a giant cock measuring contest like some people make it. Like it's those segments of like everybody tries to go get the segment crowns. I don't care anymore. I just want to meet people, see who's doing cool stuff, and support the community of athletes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's all good parts of the how our journey can evolve, right? So Don's been through phases.
Yeah, I think that's important. Phases,
right? All of us. Like, that's the key is like we don't have to get stuck somewhere and or have just only one mindset, right? We can learn. We can learn both by listening to people or hanging out with people and giving things a try. You know, I haven't seen this, but apparently there's a community of people who are now like trying to use like digital cameras to do their Instagram posts because they want to have somewhat of this sort of retro look when we couldn't, you know, pretty ourselves up so much. And it's sort of this like, it's cool to have gone back in time. But all of it is part of sort of just like not trying to get too caught up in the things that ultimately we know don't matter. And I know, look, we all want to be, you know, prettier and smarter and faster and richer and more something. But, you know, if you just have more people in your community who love you because of who you are, it's a pretty good place to end up.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And I think, you know, to reiterate for me, I'm not going to, like, I hope I can run my whole life. Let me say that. I don't know if I can be competitive my whole life, but I still want to be a part of the running community and giving back and teaching my whole life in running. And that's this is for me the first step in that journey of taking on more of a, you know, runner leadership type role, a self-appointed leadership role of giving back and educating. So I'm nervous about it. It's new for me. It's outside of my comfort zone to be so public about, you know, what I do. And but I think at the end of the day, it makes me feel good that if one person messages me and say like, I really needed that, thank you, or that really helped me, thank you, that makes it all worth it at the end of the day. And then like the money doesn't matter. The me racing doesn't matter. It's helping somebody that like needed it. And I get those messages every time I post a video now, and I never had that before. So I am more fulfilled than I have ever been by trying to teach and give back. So that's definitely the emotional tie-in is I feel better about social media than I ever have because people are saying, thank you for that, or I needed that.
Well, we like that reframing. I don't think you or I have to worry about being on the halftime show, the Super Bowl anytime soon. But we can certainly, you know, be there for people, both entertain them, entertain ourselves, be available. You know, apologize that a couple of our Fridays we've missed our podcast on and our schedule have been a little crazy. You know, we love doing this and having guests on, and sometimes managing all of this gets a little hard, but know that we're thinking about you, our listeners. We appreciate you coming on this journey with us tonight, getting to listen to Don's story a little bit. We'll be bringing you some outside guests shortly, trying to keep on our every Friday launch. And, you know, if you have any fun stories to tell, you know, send us a message and we are happy to take up the next topic with you. Don, enjoy the rest of the night and the week, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Joe. Talk to everybody soon.